You know, it's hard to believe we're just through half of the year. You know, July, June 30th, we finished half of the year. We've been through an impeachment. We've been through an economic meltdown. We've been through the coronavirus. And it's hard to believe that the year's only half over, and the main event is still coming up in November. And I mean, this will be a year that's for the history books. And I agree with you. You say, you know, it feels like it's been forever, and it does feel like it's been forever. There's a lot of people who thought that this virus would act like every other virus, and that is run its course and be done. It hasn't done that. It's proving to be stubborn. I haven't seen the figures today, but the last 3 or 4 days in Idaho, I noticed our cases were down. That's good. Look, there is going to be another side of this. We obviously it's a tough time in America. Every once in a while, I'll have my friends say to me, "Oh, this is the toughest America's ever seen." I'd say, "I'd like to see you sit down and talk to President Lincoln and try to convince him that we're living in the toughest times there was." He had a different situation where there was no economy and half of the country was killing the other half. These are not good times. They're difficult times for us. There's no question about it. But you know what? We are Americans. First and foremost, we are Americans. We have risen up and risen up and risen up to challenges. We're around when people said we wouldn't be around. We have created the most successful society that has ever walked on the face of the earth. We live with a better standard of living that royalty in some countries in the world can't even hope to have. We can do this. We will come back from this. We will come back from it stronger than we went into it, as we Americans have always done. And I have every confidence that we can get through this. We can rise to any challenge so long as we maintain our freedom, so long as we don't yield to a socialist agenda, and so long as we love and support each other and take care of each other, we can do this. We're Americans. God bless you, Becky. God bless all of you that were on the phone call tonight, and thanks so much for calling in.